It is Weird Wednesday. All right, so, and I sent you a document.
You sent me federal documents.
Federal documents that have been unclassified. So it was a big day in UFO Twitter the other day as the Department of Homeland Security unclassified is correct, the correct term.
Declassified.
Let's see. Was it? It's on the documents. It says unclassified.
Okay, good. Sorry.
I think either way, I think
my
it's acceptable.
ADHD got me to jump in there. I'm sorry.
All right. So this is what this is. Okay. So this was an unclassified document. It was unclassified on February 5th, 2024, and then it hit the internets here recently. Okay. It says the following. It says the Department of Homeland Security agrees to provide the Department of Defense with documents and relevant information associated with Kona Blue. Kona Blue was a DHS, that's Department of Homeland Security, prospective special access program terminated on February 10th, 2012. The following actions were taken. All Department of Homeland Security documents associated with the Kona Blue are declassified and approved for public release. The strikeout method was utilized to retain visibility of prior classifications, and redactions were made based on policy and legal review. All pertinent Department of Homeland Security records have been researched, and no additional information associated with the Kona Blue has been discovered. I appreciate your continued cooperation and support for the Department of Homeland Security. Should you wish to discuss this matter further, please do not hesitate to contact. Okay, so this is what Kona Blue was. It was part part of the Department of Homeland Security. Okay, so let me describe to you what it is. Again, this is a 56-page document. So I typed down some documents that I want to read. Okay, so this is the Advanced Technology Center. Access recovered advanced technology and any earlier assessments to determine threat capability and any potential countermeasures possible against the advanced technology. Collect oral histories from already identified sources, retired military intelligence, and contractor personnel to assist in locating additional recovered advanced technology. They wanted to create something called a consciousness center. Collect critical data utilizing remote sensing, we've talked about that before, in order to determine the activity and purpose of the advanced technology, especially any threat posed. So this is talking about UAP stuff, right?
Okay.
Unidentified aerial phenomenon is what they're talking about here, okay? So this is a government-funded project to do all these things.
Is this the first one that's been, like, outwardly, publicly, government-funded?
Well, this goes under, like, AATIP and AWOS and all these other things, these government programs that basically saying all this stuff is real.
Okay.
All this stuff was funded.
We're studying it and researching it.
Exactly, and that these clandestine UFO projects were, in fact, real.
It's basically saying, like, you're not crazy. These things are out there.
And the government was trying to fund this. Okay. Yeah. So again, they wanted a consciousness center where they used remote viewing to get into contact with these things or to find them as well. Let's see. An expanded role, remote sensing and related techniques may present an invaluable aid in countering illicit activities conducted against the United States. Demonstrations of capability will be made. Okay. So those are some of the goals of what they wanted to do. All right, I'm going to skip to page 14 on this. Sorry, I'm toggling back and forth with my notes. And again, I'm not reading this entire thing. It's a 56-page document. It's all over the internet. All you have to do is go onto Google and just type in Kona Blue. K-O-N-A Blue. Authority, technology, readiness, assessment process, technical risk assessment. Let's see. They also talk about continuing to go on down here. Let's go to page 17 here. On pages 15 and 17, they pretty much kind of give you a graph breakdown of where the money goes and where the data goes. Like, there's different. They don't name the companies, and a lot of this stuff is still redacted. So they don't name the companies. Like, if it's Skunk Works or Lockheed Martin, those are like the big
The
companies that are researching this stuff.
Oh, okay.
That are funding it and researching it. So those would be your Skunk Works, Lockheed Martin, Raytheon.
Lockheed Martin, dude.
Yes, like your military industrial complex companies.
Gotcha.
Okay. They have data collection divisions, experimental divisions, medical divisions. I'll get to that here in a minute. Data analysis divisions. So they broke this down into different divisions and these companies that funded this. And again, they don't name the companies, and part of this is still redacted. Okay. Now, so we'll skip ahead. Let's see here to pages 25, 26. Okay, so let's get into some meaty stuff here. Okay, so page 25 says this. Experimental, I'll do this first. Data collection from an already identified and calibrated list of retired previously highly placed government, armed services, contractor, and intelligence community individuals. The oral history project will include gathering all information pertaining to the location of advanced aerospace technology and biological samples, including records, files, reports, photographs, as well as physical samples. So if there's maybe...
They would never put that in there unless they had physical samples on hand. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Also, a well-studied experimental location exists that has been researched for approximately 15 years. The intent is to subject at least two other locations to the same intensive study as the primary location. I'm thinking that's Area 51.
That's what I was thinking. Roswell.
It has to be Air, or maybe Wright-Patterson Air Force Base.
Where's
is
that?
Another one. That's in Ohio.
Oh.
Yeah. Wright-Patterson. Like, okay. Wright-Patterson Air Force Base and Area 51 are like two of the major clandestine.
I didn't know that they had one in Ohio.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go remote.
Yeah, right.
Let's go there.
I don't know if they'd let us. All right, so they wanted to create two more locations. Initiating development of a catalog of geographical locations within the United States, including the aquatic and space environments. So they go underwater and in space, where advanced aerospace vehicles and related anomalous activities occur with a level of repeatability that merits consideration for site monitoring studies. Assembly and deployment of suites of sensor components and instrumentation capable of providing all band detection and recording of environmental variables at the site's interest. So basically using a bunch of technology to analyze the areas, analyze maybe why these areas are more frequented by these aerial phenomena.
They're going to give funding to go figure that out. Is that
what
they're saying?
That's what it is. Yes, that's exactly what it is. All right, let's go to 28 and let's see. I think
crazy.
It gets crazier. Let's see here. Okay, in addition to biosensors, especially human observation and detection in all perception formats constitute a key ingredient over the overall observation menu activity and therefore to be integrated. Multiple biological samples will be collected from these locations and subjected to biochemical, genetic, toxicology, material science, and other analyses. Finally, a program of evaluation based on the best of modern assessment tools and personnel to be applied. They also get into the psychological part. It says, given past evidence of human psychophysiological observation detection in all forms, what might be labeled as integrated perception, such perception constitutes a major component of the detection and registration of anomalous as well as mundane signal. Thus, the use of human observers as biosensors will be incorporated as a major, major component of the overall site monitoring efforts. And they also have a section of this document, Anna. This is one that was really crazy to me. I'm gonna see if I can find it real quick. It's later in the document. They talk about how people have been injured by this stuff, and they need to also. There's more on the consciousness center. How they need to treat these people. How they need to treat these people. Develop more remote viewing. This says study consciousness. Here it is. Medical center. Create comprehensive database on all physiological and medical effects of advanced aerospace vehicles within the United States. The database will have pattern analysis and correlative capabilities. Create rapid response team of in-house physician scientist personnel that under the supervision of contract physician and deputy administrator can rapidly conduct scans, rapidly conduct appropriate blood tests, chemistry, hematology, toxicology, immune system, genetic tests, including tissue biopsies, blood samples, cytogenic analysis, and full forensic internal medicine diagnostic procedures, and integrate the data into a big picture description of the punitive aerospace vehicle associated injury. Since to date, some evidence points to non-ionizing radiation associated injuries, emphasis will be on rapid reaction and timely sampling utilizing the above described and other appropriate tests. So essentially, people that have come into contact with these things have been radiated or injured in other ways. There's a lot of stories about that people have become sick injured or had implants.
For sure.
Weird physiological anomalies that happen. So, and all this has been made public. So this has all been hidden for us from a sense... previously, since before 2012. Like, this dates back to, I think, like 2005.
Isn't it funny,
and it's
though,
just now being released.
Because I feel like it's like what people thought. Like, they like hypothesized that this could be what they're talking about.
Yeah.
And it's kind of all coming true. I don't want to laugh at it. It just reminds me of that like SNL sketch where they're like interviewing the people who've been abducted.
Oh, but that's hilarious. Yeah,
how
yeah.
How interesting, though. What's interesting to me is, like, number one, the space... ocean connection.
Yes.
Is highly
monitoring aquatic and space areas as well.
If you think about it, like, look at a submarine and look at a spaceship. They're kind of the same deal. It's like protecting you from outside elements, right?
Did you see that big thing that the weather radar caught?
No.
They said it was a glitch. But a couple of days ago, or maybe a week ago, there was this big red anomalous object that was moving underwater around Antarctica and like up to South Africa, and there was like weather anomalies in South Africa where there's like wind and all this weird stuff. You see all the weird stuff going on in Dubai now.
Yes,
with like the torrential downpours and flooding, and that's a region,
and it's a desert.
Yeah, it's a region. I mean, they get like 6 days of rain a year.
Like, it's literally
something
a desert.
Nuts like that.
Like,
yeah.
You're in a desert.
And they don't know how to handle it. They've never had to handle rain like that
like
before.
Like, there's cars underwater.
There's like Bugattis underwater. Like, their airport's shut down. Like, they can't fly. You can't fly in or out right now. Like, there's weird.
And if you think this doesn't affect you, that affects business worldwide.
And you see, there was also a... Oh, yeah, absolutely does. There was an earthquake in Japan today, too.
Today?
Like a 5-point... Yes, there was like a 5.4 magnitude.
Where have I been? What the heck?
Not your Twitter algorithm, I'm sure, is very different than my Twitter algorithm.
My Twitter algorithm is haters.
Yes, so, I mean, there's some weird...
Today there was.
Yes, some weird stuff going on right now.
Especially after, like, last week, weren't there earthquakes in
New York.
And even, wasn't there one in Kentucky?
Yeah, apparently, I didn't...
Like Sandy Hook? Is that...
No, that's the... That's not...
I'm sorry. Yeah. That's the wrong thing. But Sandy something.
Yeah.
No, I think it could be that.
It might be. There might be a Sandy in Kentucky.
Like,
I don't know.
There's like a city named that. Yeah. A town named that.
Yeah. I know there was something in Kentucky, but it wasn't as widespread as the one that was in New York.
Yeah.
But there's some weird stuff going on right now. But you had to see that radar thing. And again, the weather starts giving. They're like, oh, it was an accident. It was a glitch. And it was like, that's a big glitch.
That's a huge glitch.
They didn't explain it as like another weather anomaly or like, hey, this is actually what it was. They said, it was a glitch.
Is
our glitch in the technology?
Okay,
I'll show you the tweets.
The other thing, though, to me is like, how do you train these physicians to test on these people? I don't know. I'm just so interested in the physicians that they have, or the medical people that they have there to run these tests or whatever they're talking about.
Yeah.
I'm so interested about those findings.
Oh,
it's interesting.
And the thing is, like, I don't know what they found or what exactly. They had like what were their conclusions, and again, we'll never find it. It's like that stuff, like when Diddy was arrested like 2 weeks ago,
right?
There's no follow up.
Yeah,
he hasn't been arrested. Like they went and they took a bunch of stuff from his house and it's gone, and then that's it.
What are the findings?
Forget about it. What they find,
we don't know. You're testing, but what are the findings?
Exactly.
Here? Tell us
exactly. I don't know if we'll ever find anything from this. All right, let's read a couple texts here before we take a break. Texter, CIA has a long history of releasing BS alien stories when they need a distraction. You are being played. I'm open to that. I'm not one that's like, oh no, it's definitely aliens. I can get with that as much as anything else. It could be a distraction. It could be Project Bluebeam. I understand. Don't worry about that. Absolutely. Sandy Hook, Kentucky is in the heart of the 606 Elliott County.
Yeah.
Odd place. I'm not going to read the rest of that, but so you were right. It's in Elliott County, Kentucky.
They felt like reverberations of an earthquake there.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's what it was. Texter, hey, Anna, the USS Enterprise 1701 is literally a submarine with a flying saucer on top. I had to look that up.
Isn't it funny? I've never thought about that until you were reading that off right now, is like how similar submarines and like spaceships look.
Yeah,
like,
no,
same
you're right
shape,
about that.
Same everything. You're protecting yourself from the outside elements where you can't survive. Interesting.
Texter, Trump didn't pay for those milkshakes. The card was declined.
Stop.
As much money as he's shelling out right now, wouldn't surprise me.
No, Mexico paid for it.
Yeah, they're going to pay for everything.
Zach!
Text her, the maggot table with Red Daddy and Maggot Trillo. I'm sorry.
Don't ever call me that again.
Uncle Bozy and Corn Pop's funny. It's funny.
Just like Trump's car
being declined at Chick-fil-A. It's funny. They're both fools. They're both old bumbling fools. If you like either one of them and you're on the side of either one of them, I feel bad for you.
Same.
Get a brain and think for yourself.
Yep. Tell them.
Get out of here with that. They're both butts of jokes and punchlines. How about that?
Somebody under 60, please step up and be president of the United States.
Not as extreme.
Texter, the earthquake in New Jersey set off the Richter cells in Kentucky. So that makes sense.
Okay, so it originated in New Jersey. I haven't heard anything about that, though.
Yeah. Yeah,
but was there. Okay.
And Texter says the people in Elliott County always vote Democrat, and it's a very heavily red state.
Listen.
And it does.
Your girl lived in West Virginia. I get that dynamic more than anyone.
Oh, yeah, you do.
I get it, man. And it confuses me also more than anyone about how it's come to be.
All right, that's a fun Weird Wednesday.
That was
informative
good.
Weird Wednesday. Again, if you're interested in reading this documentation, just look up KONA Blue, Kona Blue. You can look at it yourself. And again, it could be a CIA psyop. I'm never going to rule that out because our alphabet agencies are out to fool us and get us all the time. All right, let's take a break. On the other end, we get Kendrick Haskins in from Wave 3. And hey, is your business or your home ready to upgrade your security? Sonatrol Louisville is the place to do that. Or if you don't have any security at all, you're a first timer, they can help you out as well. Sonatrol Louisville, they're the top rated security company in Kentucky with over 350 5-star reviews. They're also a family, locally owned and family operated business for over 35 years. So they've been around here a long time. They know what they're doing. The technology is second to none. They also have that no false alarm guarantee, because the false alarms can pile up and they can charge you for those. So go ahead, call them right now, 502-966-8999 for your company security needs. Go to SonatrolKY.com.